Hello, this is Fisher with Beachside Pressure Washing.
Hi, Fisher. This is Stephanie with Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm all right. I'm dealing with Angie's leads. It's fucking yanking me around.
Oh, gosh. Sorry to hear that. So I got a message that you wanted me to reach out to you.
Yeah, so I've been trying. I saved whatever number that you called me from the other day. So I thought, are you my account manager or are you just a salesperson?
I'm just in sales. So I'm the lead on your account, but you should have been assigned to an account management team.
Right. I'll keep on. All right. Yeah, so I talked to somebody yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and we were looking for, what is it? Yeah, we were looking for my page on Google, and she was like, yeah, you're 12th down. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So I went and looked on it on my computer and my iPhone, and I couldn't find it. And then I kind of was under the assumption that the Google ads were included in the package that we had discussed, but yesterday I spent another $300 on Google ads, so I wasn't too stoked about that. Is there anything else that's going to pop up that I haven't paid for that I'm going to have to pay for again?
No, and nothing else should pop up. I mean, there are other services that we do offer, but if Google ads is what you wanted initially, that is just a higher cost. So I originally signed you up for the Facebook ads, I believe, in the local map section. That's our platinum package. So it looks like they upgraded you to the premium platinum, and that's the highest you can go.
Sure, I thought the platinum was the highest you could go.
No, the platinum is the Facebook ads in the local map section, and then above that is the Google ads.
Okay.
So when I initially signed you up, I signed you up for the Facebook ads, the Platinum Bundle.
Okay. How do I go? So another thing, too, was I was on Google Maps, and we talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Google Maps just typing in, like, pressure washing, and I'm still not – I didn't pop up. Is there, like, another – you said they were going to send something in the mail, but I never received anything in the mail when I talked to them. To get basically Beachside Pressure Washing to pop up when you pull up like your Apple Maps. And
right, so your Google Business page. So
right.
You're going to get PIN verified. That can take up to 2 weeks. But it shouldn't take any longer than 2 weeks to get you that PIN verification code in the mail.
Okay, did you guys put in an application for the PIN verification?
I'm not sure. Again, you know, your account management team would have that data. I'm looking at your account right now, but I can find out for sure. They usually do that right away, right after your client interview. They start that process and getting you verified. But it looks like you are assigned to an account management team already, and you also spoke with someone, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like you were talking with Catherine.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah, so she would be able to help you with that in regards to tracking your PIN verification. And I'll just add that to the notes here that you're concerned as far as if that process has been started. But typically they do start that right away, right shortly after your client interview.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions you have?
Is there somebody, is there like a number that I can save to talk to somebody immediately about my stuff, or do I always have to like call the 877 number and then wait for them to call me back?
Did they not provide any extensions for you?
Not really. I mean, I have an extension saved under the number that I was assuming was yours to, like, get a hold of you. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. I did, yeah, I did send you a text message with my direct extension. Let me see here.
7827 is your extension?
7827?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me message Catherine. Okay, I'm just waiting for her response here. Yeah, you should have extensions to be able to contact your account management team. Worst case scenario, you just ask for Catherine, and then she'll be able to help you. But let me see if I can't get any... Okay, so there are no direct extensions, but if you wanted to speak to anyone in particular in your within your account management team, you would just ask to speak to that particular person. So it looks like Catherine is handling your account, so you would ask for Catherine if you want any direct questions. Let me double-check on that, though.
I'm going to answer another call, one sec.
Sure, not a problem.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Not a problem. So, okay, How are you going to reach your account management team? You call that 877 number, okay, and they'll be able to, whoever answers that line will be able to assist you. Otherwise, you can reach out via text message or via email.
Okay, so it's 877-635-6225?
Correct, yes. So anyone that answers,
Do you know what the extension is?
So there's no direct extension. Anyone who answers that line will be the customer service, will be the account management team. So they'll be able to assist you. They would pull up your listing, and then they'll be able to assist you with the whatever questions that you have, if not direct you to the proper person that would handle that.
All right.
But typically they all handle it.
All right. And so how do you guys go about getting people to the front page of Google without doing Google Ads?
It's the local map section, so it's local SEO.
Okay.
So you don't necessarily need Google Ads to get you in that map section. The Google Ads is an entirely different position on Google. The ads pop up above the map section. So it looks like you signed up for Google Ads, which means you're going to be showing up twice, in the Google Ads and the local map.
Alrighty. Okay.
Any other questions that you can think of that I might be able to help you with?
When should I be expecting, what's her name, Christine?
Yes.
She's going to deal with, you've sent a message to her basically in regards to that pin getting me in
yes.
Google Maps.
I did go ahead and message her in regards to your concern about getting that pin verification. Let me just confirm with her because I'm in communication with her right now. Let's see.
Now, are Google Maps and Apple Maps different, I'm assuming? So I have to do the same thing with Apple, like anybody who uses an iPhone that would basically search pressure washing locally, I have to do a whole nother process for that, don't I?
That's a great question. So, right, so we are getting listed on the Google Map. You know what, I've never been asked that, and that's a really great question. I'm going to find out for you. What is CO? Okay, so the process has been started in regards to getting your PIN verification.
Okay, and it's being sent to 182 Water Oak?
Correct.
All right.
And then as far as, okay, the Apple Map. Answer for you on that while I have you on the phone. so you don't have to wait.
It's fine.
Okay, so it's strictly Google Map. It's the Google Maps. So we don't optimize the listing in the Apple Maps, just the Google Map. But here's the thing. Most people, when they use Apple Map, they're looking for directions, right? That's what they use the Apple Map for. Like if they have a location and they need to get navigation, they use the Apple Map, right? Google Map is when they're looking for a business. So if someone is looking for your services, pressure washing services, they're not going to go to their Apple Map. They're going to go to their Google Map, right? Or they're actually going to Google it on Google, and then the map will pop up in the result.
Yeah, but me personally, like, I understand that most people have iPhones. And if I was looking for just something real quick, I would just hop on my maps and type in, like, pressure washing. And then, boom.
Right, and that's when the app, that's when the Google Map pops up. If you do a search on Google for pressure washing from an iPhone, the Google Map pops up as the results. And then you could either choose whether you want the Apple Map or the Google Map to get direction. But essentially, instantly, is the Google Map that pops up. That's the results from the Google search. The Apple Map is not going to pop up from the Google search.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. So I went ahead and I messaged. Well, okay, so we have that answered. And just expect that pin to come in the mail. Let's see. It's been a little over, so it's been 8 days since you signed up. I would wait another week. If you don't by chance get that PIN verification call in a week, give us a call back. But you should, it normally does not take more than 2 weeks to get that PIN in the mail.
All right.
Okay. All right. Anything else I can help you with, Fisher?
No, I guess that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time, Fisher, and I hope I was able to address your concerns.
All right. Have a good one.
You have a great day, too. Bye-bye.